fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Sunday, the 5th day of August, 2007. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We had a bit of a personal tragedy for myself and many of my friends and associates this past Friday. A dear friend of mine, his name was Bob Trout. He passed on to his reward this past Friday evening. After a nearly one-year battle with pancreatic cancer, which, as most people know, is one of the most severe, fast-acting, almost always fatal forms of cancer, he finally was able to pass on and be relieved of what was, towards the end, a very excruciating experience. I'll be delivering the eulogy at his funeral this coming Saturday, the 11th day of August, 2007, with assembled former Green Berets, maybe one or two active duty guys, a French Foreign Legionnaire, of course, friends and family of Mr. Trout. And that will be that. Interesting things in the news going on, as always. This lingering story about these two Border Patrol agents is getting some legs, as we sometimes say in the news business. We finally have a congressional subcommittee looking into this thing. And we've got Representative Dana Rohrabacher saying, quote unquote, "This stinks to high heaven," in his opening statement regarding United States Attorney Johnny Sutton not appearing as requested before the House subcommittee into his office's prosecution of former U.S. Border Patrol agents Ramos and Campion. I'm not too good with these names. Anyway, first break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll call the numbers 800-313-9443.
Why? Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the John Moore Show. It is Sunday, the 5th day of August, 2007. Before the break, I was talking about this first story here regarding U.S. Border Patrol agents Ramos and Compion and the hearings that have been taking place before a United States Congressional subcommittee, and how a request was denied by U.S. Attorney Johnny Sutton to appear before this panel. This has been going on for a couple of years now. It's an absolute outrage that these men were criminally prosecuted for doing their job to the best of their ability. It's caused great harm to these two men and their families, and of course a terrible loss of confidence among the men who carry these badges for the Border Patrol, knowing that if they do their job correctly and properly and to the best of their ability, they may end up being prosecuted by their own government. Another story here. Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House. Now, that's, for those who don't know it, that's third in line, actually second in line to be president after the Vice President of the United States. So this gentleman, Newt Gingrich, held a extremely important position when he was in government. And here is his quote. He says, "The Bush administration is waging a phony war on terrorism warning that the country is losing ground against the kind of Islamic radicals who attacked the country on 9/11/01. Well, I absolutely agree with Newt Gingrich. This war in Iraq has become a war on terrorists. Prior to our invasion of the country of Iraq, there was no threat to United States national security there. Nobody who wanted to, or had the ability to, I should say, cause harm to any national security interests of the United States of America. There were no nuclear weapons, which was, you can go to the White House website, by the way, and print out the joint resolution for the invasion of Iraq. Clearly, any thinking person, any mature adult who reads that two-page document and all the whereases will recognize very clearly that Congress authorized use of force, the invasion of Iraq, because of one thing and one thing only, primarily. That was the belief, based on, of course, the fabricated evidence presented by the Bush administration, the belief that Iraq was soon to acquire nuclear weapons and would use them against us. That's why Congress gave that authority. Another news article here talks about infrastructure in Iraq, particularly electricity and water. We're at a point right now in Iraq where electricity for most of the population is about where it was shortly after the invasion of Iraq in 2003, which means almost no electricity. Blackouts for days at a time, it says here, that Karbala, the holy city of Karbala, the whole province south of Baghdad, has been without power for 3 days. Power supplies in Baghdad have been sporadic all summer and are now down to just a few hours a day. Apparently, there are 17 high-tension power lines going into Baghdad, and only two out of the 17, are operational. The other 15 have been sabotaged. Here's a quote from provincial spokesman, I can't say these names, Al Dami. He says, "We fix a line, the insurgents attack it the next day." Well, they keep calling these people insurgents. They're guerrillas. Insurgents fight their own government. Guerrillas fight foreign invading armies. Insurgents fight their own government. Guerrillas fight foreign invading armies. Now, I've read enough history to know that most neutral historians and writers of history would regard the current government in Iraq as something set up, put in place by a foreign invading army. Clearly, most independent historians would do that. And just as clear to all the Islamic people who are attacking American forces, they're attacking foreign invaders. We are foreigners, and we did invade. That makes us foreign invaders. We are infidels, worthy of being killed. They think no more of killing Americans than I would think of killing a dog with rabies. That's how they regard us. We are the foreign invading infidels. Of course they're going to blow our trucks up. Of course they're going to kill our men and women at any given opportunity, because we, in their opinion, deserve to be killed. All right. And let's see. Did I have another story here? I think that was the three stories that I wanted to start out with today. We had a bridge collapse in the Twin Cities area of Minnesota a few days ago, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Jim McCanney, who lives up there, Professor McCanney, who lives not far from that bridge, made a statement, which, of course, I made the same observation, and many of you made a similar observation, that the Homeland Security people publicly announced that the bridge was not an act of terrorism. The bridge going down was not an act of terrorism prior to anyone except the local cop on the beat and the local fire department getting there to commence search and rescue operations. The only people on the scene were local cops men on the beat, men and women on the beat, and local fire and paramedics on the scene attempting search and rescue and traffic control. That's the only people who are on the scene when the Homeland Security headquarters in Washington, D.C. makes the announcement that a terrorist event did not take place to bring down that bridge. Clearly, absolutely clearly, once again, to any thinking mature adult, that was a fabricated public announcement. They could not possibly have known within those few minutes whether or not that bridge was brought down by an intentional act or not. It takes forensic analysis on the part of qualified forensic engineers to make that determination. And that could take weeks, that could take months to make that determination. You can't do that in a matter of a few minutes from 1,000 miles away in Washington, D.C. That can't be done. Local cops, local firemen, and local paramedics responding trying to save innocent human life aren't even thinking about that. They're thinking about saving innocent human life and traffic control and all the things that go into a major disaster of this type. Just keep this in mind, ladies and gentlemen, the next time one of these events happens, and within minutes, you hear officials from Homeland Security making an announcement that, oh, this was not a terrorist-related event. This was not a human-caused event. Keep that in mind. The rumors, and the term internet rumor comes to mind, but there's been some veracity. A gentleman who is connected to Israeli military intelligence has gone public with his concerns about some type of terrorist-related events taking place in continental United States in the next weeks and up to 3 months. That would be August, September, October, towards the end of October, 3 months. Professor McCanny has mentioned the possibility of an event taking place a week from today on August the 12th. There's, when I say an event, some type of catastrophic attack or a huge loss of human life. Now, regardless of the weight that you give to these announcements and these warnings, regardless of the veracity of the person giving the warning or the announcement, we do live in dangerous times. These announcements, these warnings, have little effect on me other than to be a wake-up to check some things that need to be checking, my bug-out bag, make sure I got what I need when I'm traveling on the road, some MREs, some water, extra pair of socks, good pair of walking shoes, my bug-out bag, maybe check some things and update my MREs to make sure I got some fresh MREs with me. Now, that's good. A reminder once in a while is good. I like that, to be reminded, and it's good to do a review of equipment and supplies at home and for your road kit, bug-out stuff. That's good, and that serves a worthwhile purpose. However, it doesn't affect me very much otherwise. Being prepared is a way of life for me. And a warning, even from, who was it? The director of Homeland Security, I believe, said he had a gut feeling that there would be an event in the not-too-distant future. Now, this is a man who goes to a classified briefing Monday through Friday to get an update of what's going on with terrorist-related events. And he has a gut feeling. Well, my gut feeling, ladies and gentlemen, is that you should be prepared 24/7. Break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095. Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 5th day of August, 2007. Welcome back to the John Moore Show. I was talking to Freeze-Dry Guy the other day, and we talk about once a week or so. And we are, he and I are working on going to a remote site and doing a presentation to some folks this coming fall. It's going to be, if it happens, it'll be a fun event to be able to help educate these folks about the ins and outs, the nuances of being prepared in every which way. Freeze-Dry Guy has some interesting specials that you need to check out, and I encourage you to go to his website. The website is freezedryguy.com and see what he has to offer. You'll be really pleased with the selection, the quality of the food, and, of course, the pricing. I always recommend that you check out the competition. There's a lot of folks, these are all good people, selling long-term storage food. You check out the competition and visit freezedryguy.com last. The reason I suggest you go there last is because by then you'll know what the competition has, what their pricing is, and delivery and so forth. And you'll find out Freeze-Dry Guy has the best quality food, the best pricing, and the most reasonable shipping situation and arrangements. That's what you'll find. That's why he has loading docks that three semi-tractor trailers can be backed up to at the same time. Forklifts and United States government backing up their semi-tractor trailers to load up their food also. This is a serious business. He's been at this 35 years, and he really knows his stuff. So visit freezedryguy.com, and let me give you his toll-free number. It's 866-404-3663. It's 866-404-3663. If you're a first-time listener, you may be wondering, who is John Moore? If you would like to see my photograph, read my bio, you can go to my website, thelibertyman.com. It's Tango Hotel Echo. Don't forget to put the "the" in front of it. TheLibertyMan.com. You'll find some interesting things there that you can't and won't see anywhere else. For example, my DVDs that have to do with preparedness. These were done in front of a live audience, professionally edited and recorded. And I go into great detail on Volume 1, that's Family Safety in Perilous Times, Surviving Terrorist Attacks, about individual preparedness from the viewpoint of a trooper in the field. I am a veteran of U.S. Army Special Forces. And in Volume 2, I have a number of presenters talking about health-related matters, communication-related matters, nuclear, biological, warfare-related matters. All these matters that you need to know about is contained on Volume 2. Of course, my book, No Need, my 19-page article, No Need for Panic, reveals the truth behind the deception of global warming. There's a lot of truth and there's a lot of science in Al Gore's film, An Inconvenient Truth. There's also science fiction in there. The science fiction has to do with the timeline. What Al Gore's timeline reveals is the same timeline revealed by the United States government, in particular Jim Hansen with the NASA Goddard Space Flight Institute. That timeline, the official government timeline that Al Gore's putting out, says that abrupt climate change and rising ocean levels will start to get bad around 2016 and really get bad around 2050. I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it won't be 43 years. It'll be 2 years. You need to get my article, No Need for Panic. It's a footnoted article with a bibliography and a list of websites. The bibliography has real books written by real authors that really are in the Library of Congress. About 5,000 pages worth of research. I read these books. And I would encourage you to do your own homework and do your own research. So get that article, and it may be the best thing you ever did. It may save your life, quite frankly. There's other things on my website that are of a more routine matters, like discount travel, tours, cruises, that kind of thing. I'm a broker. I'm a travel broker. Identity theft insurance. It can be very distracting. You're trying to live your life, have your career, maybe get involved in preparedness. Having identity theft to deal with on top of all that would not be fun. It wouldn't be fun anyway. Having a team of professionals, well-qualified professionals, to put your identity back together is what's offered by the identity theft that I offer my website through prepaid legal. That's a mouthful. So check it out, thelibertyman.com. Break coming up. The call on number is 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now, 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 5th day of August, 2007. You heard my friend Frank Whalen a moment ago talking about the book Privacy Crisis. And, of course, this goes directly to the heart of the matter regarding identity theft. I've got a copy of Grant Hall's book, Privacy Crisis. I've talked to Grant on the phone. And I encourage you to get a copy of the book. If you don't understand what identity theft is prior to reading it, you'll have a very comprehensive understanding of what identity theft is after reading it. And I think you'll be highly motivated to go ahead and spend $10 a month or $12 a month, depending on what level of service you get, for identity theft insurance. So you need to consider that. Republic Broadcasting has a number of interesting products that I would urge you to look over. It's a constantly changing inventory of books and products at republicbroadcasting.org. Things that are unique, things that are somewhat difficult to find, you know, try to find a Berkey water filter at Walmart or at your local hardware store. Good luck. Berkey is a British company. They've been around, I believe, more than 100 years. They supply water filters for emergency services. They're fairly common in places like Africa. Professor McKinney states that if you don't have a gravity-fed water filter, gravity-operated water filter, with the times we're living in, you're insane. And I have to agree with them. And a good quality gravity, when I say gravity fed, that means it doesn't require 40 pounds of pressure from your tap to make it work. Many of these, and they're excellent, don't get me wrong. Well, my wife and I have one we use ourselves, a nice little carbon block, a countertop water filter that we just make extra sure that our drinking water is as pure as it can be. Excellent. But you need 40 pounds of pressure to make it work. Or a whole house filter that does the same thing. Those are nice units. However, they still need 40 pounds of pressure to work. A gravity-fed Berkey, like is marketed by Republic Broadcasting, will work with just gravity, as the name implies. So you need to check that out. You need to look at the Sangene radio receivers and the other books and products that are offered at republicbroadcasting.org. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. Okay. Let's talk about preparedness a little bit. And let's talk a little bit more about water. Any short-term or long-term crisis, when I say short-term, more than 24 to 72 hours, long-term, more than 3 days. If you don't have access to potable water, you will get sick very, very quickly. The first drink you drink of non-potable water, you're on your way to dysentery, you're on your way to fevers, you're on your way to diarrhea, and all the things that go along with that, making you a casualty very quickly, leading to illness and possibly even death. You need potable water every day of your life. It's kind of funny. My wife, Dr. Moore, the chiropractor, she's had patients, one patient in particular, told her that she never, this was a female patient, never drank water. She drank soft drinks, she drank milk, she drank iced tea, coffee, whatever it might be, but she never drank water. It's a massive mistake. Health-wise, that's a massive mistake. The human body needs pure, fresh water every day to be healthy, to have optimal health. I'm talking to various vendors about being a distributor for different water filtering devices. That remains to be seen what, if anything, I end up being a distributor for. Something I always remind the people that I do consultations with, survival consultations, is to keep a supply of paper coffee filters, or filter paper, if you will, with your water filter. So that if you're using water of a questionable nature, whether it's from a pond or a stream, whatever it might be from, rainwater, you pre-filter the water first with the coffee filter or paper filter. That will remove fairly small objects from the water and make your water filter last much longer before it needs cleaning. In the case of many of these ceramic filters, they have a special cleaning brush that comes with them to clean them so that you can continue using them before the filter needs replacing, depending on what kind of filter it is. So that's a little word to the wise there, is to do that. Now, if you find yourself if you find yourself without a water filter in an emergency situation, and you do have the paper coffee filters, and this is for emergency purposes, you filter the water with the coffee filter and then put one or two drops of pure chlorine bleach, chlorine, per gallon. And it has to be the unscented kind to kill whatever living organisms are left over in that water. Now, if the water has been contaminated with various chemicals and you know it, like petroleum products, you're going to have to go somewhere else for your drinking water, because that method I just described won't work. But if it's otherwise appears to be pure under emergency conditions, you can use the method I just described and have water that will hopefully be safe enough that you can drink it and not get sick. You're far better off, however, pre-planning and getting stocked up with military-grade water filters, portable water filters, for when you're on the move with your bug-out bag, and base camp water filters like the Berkey's that Republic Broadcasting sells. A lot of people, and I work with civilians on these consultations for preparedness, they have difficulty understanding the difference between base camp supplies and supplies when you're on the move, going through the bush. We had a family get together over the weekend with my family and my kid brother. He's 10 years younger than me. He's had pretty much zero experience as an outdoorsman. He's a bright guy, and he's a contractor, and he's been successful in his chosen career. But I don't know that he's ever humped a backpack cross country in his life, even for a day. And I briefly mentioned some of the stuff I keep with me in my bug out bag, and he said, a tent? Asked me if I had a tent, and I said, no, I never carry a tent into the field, ever. Now, in my opinion and from my experience, the tents are wonderful for base camp use. However, when I'm in the bush, I carry two ponchos. One poncho I use for a ground cover. The other I make a field expedient tent with a little bit of woven nylon cord, possibly parachute cord, some heavy-duty string, whatever I happen to have. I will tie that top poncho from a low-hanging branch and stake it out. And it will keep the rain off, keep the snow off, and work quite fine in that manner. And I'm very pleased with the results I've had for keeping the rain off, breaking the wind, keeping the snow off, and so forth. Plus, a poncho can also be used, guess what, as a poncho, where a tent can only be used as a tent. Now keep this in mind. This little thing I'm mentioning here is something that carries over into everything that would be in your bug-out bag, everything in your backpack, if possible. Everything that you conceive of should have, if possible, two or more uses. That's what you should strive for. Now, obviously there's going to be some objects like a compass, for example. It's very difficult for a compass to be anything but a compass. Maybe something minor like using the edge of it for a straight edge to make a straight line on a piece of paper. But as much as possible, any given piece of equipment should serve two or more purposes, if that's possible. So try to keep that in mind when you're putting together your bug-out bag and your bug-out kit. Another thing civilians do when they're making these kind of preparations is get carried away with luxury items, get carried away with carrying too much ammunition, get carried away with carrying a pistol, for example, as opposed to a long arm. And those are things that will weight you down with unnecessary weight, unnecessary bulk, and cause you to have problems in the field trying to carry this stuff. and pack it and so forth. So try to keep that in mind and not let that happen, that you get carried away with packing too much and too heavy of items. Now, I mentioned carrying too much ammunition a moment ago. The object in any bug-out situation is to avoid human contact of any kind, and to avoid getting into a firefight or any kind of confrontation. Now, a soldier going into battle is looking for an armed enemy, unless they're a sniper scout. They're looking for an armed enemy, and they pack a combat ammo load accordingly. That's not what you'll be doing in a bug-out situation. You'll be wanting to get from point A to point B with the least amount of human interaction and human contact possible. Ammunition is very heavy, and we tend to carry more of it than we need. And in a bug-out situation, I would say 50 rounds is probably going to be enough. It probably will be enough. Most special operations soldiers going on a long-range patrol, sniper scouts, for example, won't carry a pistol. Even though they've got that option and can choose to exercise it if they chose to, they won't carry a pistol. Their rifle will be their primary and only firearm. They'll probably have a knife. A lot of soldiers in that situation may carry something very small, like a little 25 semi-automatic, a Derringer, something like that as a last-ditch backup piece. But the odds of needing or using a pistol out in the bush are almost non-existent compared to the overwhelming need for a primary long arm, a rifle, and ammunition. Of course, soldiers have other things they can carry, like fragmentation grenades. And if they're with a unit so equipped, a radio where they can call for help, that civilians typically aren't going to have access to. Another thing about preparedness is foot gear. There's lots of things you can save money on. Your boots aren't one of them. I like Danner's. I like Danner Fort Lewis boot. It's become my favorite boot, the most comfortable boot I've ever put on my feet, quite frankly. I take care of all my foot gear. I have military-issue boots that were issued to me in the late 1970s that are still serviceable. They're not my first choice to go into the field with anymore, but they're quite comfortable, almost like house shoes at this point. And I wear them for odd jobs around the ranch. And they serve the purpose of protecting my feet and allowing me to work. Trying to save money on foot gear will almost always get you into trouble. Almost always. If you're fortunate enough, I happen to be one of those individuals, if you're fortunate enough to have a foot size and a foot shape that perfectly fits a military issue boot, then by all means, make use of that. And if you're getting military issue boots, make sure it's genuine military issue, not GI style, as I frequently see in some of the ads. You can usually tell by the price. A Korean-made military-style boot will typically be less than about 20 bucks or so for a Korean jungle boot, a Korean combat boot. Now, that might be okay. That $20 boot might be okay for light chores around the ranch where you don't have to depend your life on this foot gear. However, when it comes to long-term survival, your bug-out bag, things that are of a serious nature, I urge you to consider getting the military issue boots are getting extremely high quality civilian issue boots like the Danner Gold Devil boot, which actually straddles both areas. The Danner Gold Devil boots are military issue to special operations people, and they're also a civilian boot. Extremely reliable, extremely well made, the best quality materials. Maybe I should be selling these things. I don't know. I don't sell Danner boots. I don't have any stock in the company. I just really admire their products. I admire everything Danner makes. There's another product line that I greatly admire also. That's Gerber, the Gerber line of knives and multi-tools. There hasn't been an exception yet, but there we go, a break. The call number is 800-313-9443.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 5th of August, 2007. We're talking about preparedness. We'll have just a few minutes here before the top of the hour break. Going back to this matter of foot gear and just gear in general. I was talking about Gerber knives, so I'll get back to that. But something my drill sergeant in basic training told me 40 years ago that I've always remembered. It's always proven to be true. You take care of your equipment, and your equipment will take care of you. I say again, take care of your equipment, and your equipment will take care of you. That's always proven to be true. Keeping your foot gear cleaned and repaired, polished, and ready to go is not optional. It is mandatory. He's talking about Gerber. Gerber's line of multi-tools and knives is absolutely professional grade, in my opinion. However, even Gerbers get dull with use. You need to keep your knife, your Gerber knives sharp and ready for use when you need them. I carry a Gerber multi-tool on my belt all the time, except when I'm in the courtroom. I can't get past the metal detector. When I go to testify or be a second chair in a jury trial. Otherwise, if I'm up and about, I've got my Gerber multi-tool on my belt. I have a small leather pouch that I fabricated with a holder for a mini-mag flashlight next to it. And it's my constant companion. And it rarely does a day go by that I don't use my Gerber multi-tool for something or another. Rarely. It is just such a handy, handy little device. Now, another aspect of preparedness, of course, and we won't have time to talk about this in great detail, is spiritual preparedness. We know from the experience of American POWs in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, that the prisoners of war, the American prisoners of war, who had a strong spiritual foundation, were far more likely to survive the POW experience than those who did not. It's not even debatable. We know that for a fact, that more often than not, the percentages were far greater for survival, for the men and women who had a strong spiritual foundation than those who did not. The point being, with the times that we're facing, the times that are coming, you'd be well advised to get your spiritual house in order now, while you have the ability to do so. You'd be well advised to get in the best physical condition you can now, while we have what appears to be the luxury of time. You'd be well advised to acquire the skills that you will find helpful in either a short-term or a long-term crisis. In particular, life-saving skills as taught at your local junior college in emergency medical technician courses and paramedic courses, and communication skills as are taught by your local ham radio operators in the ham radio clubs that are all over this country. There's 3,500 counties in the United States. And we'll talk about this communications thing a bit more after the break. Stay tuned.
True. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact,